This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
A place that's doing startups differently, a bit off the map from the traditional tech addresses in San Francisco and throughout Silicon Valley, Sam Harnett reports on the unique tech scene just across the bay in Oakland.
Keisha Richardson has developed this app. It's called CleanMe, and it helps people manage home cleaning services. In a lot of ways, Richardson is a typical tech entrepreneur.
I actually love to build things. Even since I was a small kid, I would, you know, the little Lego blocks.
But in a lot of ways, she doesn't fit the profile. She's a woman, she's African-American, and her startup is in Oakland.
Yeah, this is where it's at. When you have artists and creatives and engineers all clustering into one area, magic happens.
Richardson says she came to Oakland because it feels like Brooklyn. It's close to the big city, cheaper, and has a different vibe.
Well, Oakland is the next cool place.
Mitchell Kapor founded a venture capital fund in Oakland. Part of its mission is to support minority and female entrepreneurs. He thinks Oakland could be a big hub for that diversity.
It has a certain gritty and resilient character that I think are going to be positive influences on the tech community that is formed here.
The tech industry is being criticized for its lack of diversity. Google just released data showing that about 91% of its employees are either Asian or white, and 70% are men. Google is working to improve their image in Oakland. It's donated $500,000 to a charity that teaches tech and business skills to low-income youth. But not everyone is impressed.
It's tokenism. It's marketing. It's public relations.
Ola Simmons is the chief executive officer of Youth Uprising, a community center in Oakland. She says what the city really needs is serious investments in schools and social services. Unemployment hovers around 20% in her neighborhood. And the school next door still doesn't have reliable high-speed internet.
The truth is, if you don't invest, then over the long haul, what you do is you transfer ownership of your city to a group of people who are new.
And new people are pouring into Oakland. The last census shows there are now more white residents than black for the first time since the 1970s. In Oakland, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.